Tricia Mooney down here in the Lacaila Centre. And Tricia, you're one of the instructors here. Would you tell us a little bit about yourself?
I am. I'm Tricia Mooney. I'm 32 years of age. I'm just from down the road, just in Greenwood there. And I began classes here in Lacaila in May last year.
And what classes do you teach?
I do kettlebells, boxercise and circuits.
Great. Now, as I said, I heard a lot about kettlebells, but don't know much about it. Would you tell us a little bit about that?
Basically, it's a weight. It can be start from 2 kg up to 24, 30 kg on the end of something that looks like a handle of a kettle, so you can hold it. Mm-hmm. Okay, so basically, just the whole class revolves around this weight and what way you put it. And you can train your legs, your arms, your stomach, hips, thighs, everywhere.
Yeah, it sounds great. I've heard so much about it. I met someone who's been doing it and they've just toned up I said it's weights. So would everyone be able to use these?
Everybody. I get people to start off and they just start off light on the lightweights.
Yeah.
And then as they progress through the weeks, they go up heavier and heavier and heavier then. You know,
and it's this time of the year, January, and all of us, 9 out of 10 people out there want to lose weight after eating all over the Christmas. So they want to get healthy, lose weight, and this sometimes is a New Year's resolution. Now, I know you're going to be doing weight loss with, or is it, I'll just keep fit with the other girl?
Sarah.
You're going to be concentrating on Sarah to see how she goes over the next couple of weeks.
She's doing a 6-week body transformation with me.
Right, okay. Yeah. So what's her aim? To lose weight? To get fit?
She doesn't need to lose weight. She just needs to tone up everywhere and she basically wants to get lean.
All right, okay.
Yeah.
That's great. So we're going to be keeping an update with yourself and Sarah to see how you go. Now you say you do boxercise as well. Is there any real difference between kettlebells, boxercise, aerobics? What is really the difference? It all tones up your body, does it?
Well, boxercise, there's no weights in boxercise at all. It's all cardio. It's cardio, sweating and running and punching I do it with the bag or with the mitts and the pads. So it's everybody's in partners all the time. So it's the class where you'd sweat the most is boxercise because it's go, 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 go.
So it's quite intense.
Yeah.
So if there's someone out there who's just starting exercise, hasn't really exercised before, someone like myself, what would you recommend?
Boxercise.
Is that not too intense, no, for someone who's in the beginning?
No, it's just because if they want to, I think if they want to lose weight, I think the boxercise, it's too good to start on. I have loads of people that start on boxercise and then I've told them about the kettlebells a couple of weeks later and they're doing kettlebells and boxercise because it's one weights class a week and one cardio.
All right. You know? So you don't do the three together, just boxercise, kettlebells, and what's the other one you do?
Circus.
So they're all separate classes?
Separate days, yeah.
Okay. So we were talking a little earlier there to Lynette about younger teenagers.
Yeah.
Would they be, I'd say, 16 onwards?
16 onwards, yeah.
Would they be allowed to come to the class?
Yeah.
Because I know even my own daughter's very interested in doing that.
Yeah.
She does this kind of boot camp.
Oh, yeah.
And she has toned up great. So it's for anyone out there who wants to lose weight coming up to, I suppose, after Christmas and coming up to spring. And not even, as you said, to lose weight, just to get that lean and toned.
Lean and toned. And it's a good fun. It's ladies only as well. So a lot of ladies come to me because it's not mixed class. They're not intimidated. They can come whatever way they want to look. Like, they don't have to have makeup on their face or anything like that, you know. They make a lot of friends. All my classes... everybody gets to know each other at the start and the end during it and stuff like that, you know. So people have fun in it and they have a laugh as well. So
what days are your classes on? Are the evenings?
Tuesday, Wednesdays and Thursday mornings and evenings.
At what time in the evenings?
8 o'clock on a Tuesday evening, 7 o'clock on a Wednesday evening and 8 o'clock on a Thursday evening and all 10 o'clock in the mornings.
And can they just come down and join on the night or?
They usually would email me or Facebook me or text me first just so to make sure that I have enough kettlebells won, because sometimes I wouldn't have enough kettlebells and I wouldn't have enough to give around, so I keep having to buy more because more and more people are coming in.
So new members who haven't ever come here before, do you want to give them a number to text you or a Facebook address?
It's Divine Fitness Dublin on Facebook. Or my number is 086-384-5337. Or you can get it on the Lekela website.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Now tell us a little bit about Sarah. How are you going to keep her interested in doing this now? Has she done this before?
She has. She started it before Christmas, yeah.
Okay, and how do you keep, how are you going to keep her, what would you say, on track?
Oh, it's easy to keep Sarah on track. She's determined. She is determined, yeah.
You should have worked with somebody like me. She just backs out very easy.
The only thing I think that she's going to be... probably might be a little bit difficult is the food plan that I'm going to give her.
So you do that as well?
Yeah. Well, not with the classes, but just with Sarah. With Sarah. And there's going to be another two girls as well, but Sarah's the one that's doing this radio thing.
So, at the moment, my colleague is talking to Sarah, so looking forward to hearing what she's going to say now and how she's going to feel about it. Like, this is the first week we're doing it, so how many weeks? Did you say 6 weeks?
6 weeks, yeah.
Okay. So a little bit more about yourself. What importance does your class have on personal fitness?
Well, I would say that's 100% it's a personal thing. I would want people more to come in, get fit, get stronger. You know, if they lose weight, that's a bonus. You know, so losing weight is more to do with the food that you're going to eat. Because you can't go and do a class and then go home and have a burger. It's not going to work out, you know. Your body will still get stronger, your body will still get fitter, but the weight will still be there. All right.
And for someone I walk the dog, but I haven't really done any intense fitness.
Yeah.
Is it very hard? Like, at the end of the class, will I be in bits?
You will for your first few. And I won't lie to anybody. And I never do lie to anybody. I always say when people come to me, it's going to be tough. And even after the Christmas break, it was tough for everyone yesterday, and still this morning it was tough. But once you get into it again, 2 weeks down the road, and you'll be okay.
Okay, so what is the class involved for the boxing one? What's the kickboxing?
No, it's boxing, just boxing.
I come from a boxing family, so it should be okay like that. But what does that involve, like, come along on the night?
So if you came along, what would you do as a warm up first? It's usually about 3 to 5 minutes.
That's easy now.
Yeah. Then we have the pads. If I do pray that there's an even number of people. If there's not, I work with it. Because everybody's in partners.
Okay.
All right, so one has the pads and one has the gloves. Then we do, it's always like 20 seconds or 30 seconds of something. Then we move on, people change the pads around. We do body weight exercises. We do cardio in between as well. We have loads of different moves for the pads. Like, we do like uppercuts, crosses, jabs, then we do shoulder ones that are from the ground, and then we finish off with the abs. We do a lot of abs in it as well.
Is that lying on the ground?
On the ground, coming up boxing then, doing planks, then we do throw downs and stuff like that for your lower abs, and then we finish off with a 4 minute run.
Okay. Now, to me, that sounds okay.
Yeah.
But probably not. It's probably very hard.
It depends how you go with it, though.
Can you take it at your own pace? Yeah, you don't have to go.
No, some people go really, really hard, but some people just, you know, go at their own course. You can take everything at their own pace. That's what I always say to people when they're starting. Don't look at the person beside you. Don't look at the person behind you. Go the way you want to go. And if you need a break, without me giving you a break, you take a break.
And I suppose, Trish, you've seen people come in here that are very unhealthy probably at the beginning, and then... During the course, you've seen the probably life turn around.
I love seeing it, I love seeing it.
And they're probably a lot more confident in themselves and happier and fit in their body.
A lot more confident. They come in and they say, thank you, I've lost like 7 pounds in 2 weeks. Or you can see in them, they couldn't run. I do these 20-second runs. It's called a Tabata run at the end of circus and at the end of boxer size. 20 seconds run, 10 seconds rest, 8 times, it's 4 minutes. And some people, when they start, they can only do 2. And by next 3 weeks, they can do the whole 8. So I love seeing that. And I love them coming in and not being able to do an exercise. And then a couple of weeks later, they can do it easily.
Now, saying that, I did some last year. Mm-hmm. And for the first 2 classes, I'm not going to last. It was quite intense, but I did. And then as the weeks went on, it does get easier. Yeah. And you do, you last that little bit longer. At one stage, I think the first class, I was about 10 minutes in, I said, that's it, I can't do it.
Yeah.
But you do, once you kind of keep it, but would you have to get checked by a doctor before you start any of these classes?
If you were very, very overweight, you'd probably have to get checked by a doctor. Obviously, if you just had a baby, you'd have to get your 6 week
check-up.
If it was by cesarean, you'd have to wait more than that. You'd have to have a doctor's note to make sure that everything is
And is there an age limit on
No, I've had people who are... I actually have a girl, a woman who's nearly 50 in my kettlebells and my circuits class.
Very good. So with Sarah now, I'm really looking forward to this. So this is our first week, and she's just the three, the boxer size, the kettlebells.
Yes, she's doing the three classes this week and next week, and then we're going to start some personal training then with her as well. So we're going to be training from the week after next, we're going to be training from five times a week.
Five times a week. And is that for an hour each time?
For personal training, it's going to be 45 minutes, but for the class, it'll be an hour,
Great. Well, Trish, we'll be talking to you again in a few weeks' time to see how Sarah's getting on, and we'll be talking to Sarah herself to see how she's how she finds it's improving her life. It was great talking to you. Thanks very much.
Sarah Coffey, you're here, we're in the La Cala Centre. Can you tell me, you've made some New Year's resolutions. Do you want to fill our listeners in on that?
Yeah, I'd love to. I've made a resolution to transform my body with divine fitness. So,
now, when you say transform your body, are you going to turn into a mini metro or what?
No, it's just we've been training with Trish in Divine Fitness for about 4 months now. So my New Year's resolution was to tone up, get lean and build muscle rather than I don't want to lose weight, obviously, but just tone up.
And what do you hope to achieve? Just a stronger body, is it? Right?
Yes, to become strong. I also am giving up smoking as well. So that's been something that...
When did you start giving up smoking?
Last week.
And how are you doing so far?
Good.
Great. I had to, for listeners, obviously you can't see, but Sarah was actually tapping the table, so I had to stop her. So she's obviously feeling the effects of giving up smoking. I see you have your bottle of Deep River Rock as well.
Yes, that's it.
How are you finding it?
Good. It has to be done. And now is the time for me to do it. So.
Yeah, well, I did it, but I didn't have much of a choice. And when you're lying on the flat of your back, looking up the ceiling, a new sensation with a heart attack is kind of fair.
Yeah. That's the time to do it.
So tell us, toning your body, what exactly does that mean?
Well, just to tighten up. I've lost a lot of weight over the last couple of years after I had my little girl, so... Now it's just to get completely toned, like just to be 100% happy with how I look, I suppose.
How do you hope to do it?
I'm going to do personal training with Trish from Divine Fitness and then also participate in two to three of her classes a week.
Now, what exactly does Trish teach?
She teaches circuit training, boxer size and kettlebells 6 times a week.
No. Circuit training, I know what that is. That's you start, say, for example, I presume doing press-ups or something.
Yeah, well, you do like it. Yeah. Different reps.
No, the other one is boxer training.
Yeah, it's brilliant. It's actually like...
Is that kind of Katie Taylor stuff?
Yes, it is,
Oh, so you actually spar?
It's not like... You can do boxer size to music and it's, you know, that's jumping around, pretending. But this is pads, gloves, it's hardcore, like, it's good.
And do you actually learn how to...
No. It is about the cardio end of things. So we're not learning techniques as such, but we use pads, gloves, and we spend the hour, like... You know, sparring with each other, doing different exercises. So it's very good.
And then the other one is the kettlebells. That's right. We've heard what they are. They're just weight training with...
It's weight training, yeah. It's a really effective all-over body weight training class that you use your weights, the kettlebell for it.
And you're going to be doing two classes a week, is it?
I do, yeah. I do three right now at the moment. I do... three a week every week.
Yeah.
So going forward, I'm going to be doing three personal training sessions with Trish and then two classes a week. So I'll be five. I'm committing myself to five.
So if we come back to you in how many weeks?
Well, in 4 to 6 weeks.
What should we see? Is it totally, you're transformed
Jody
into
March,
what?
No. I suppose we're going to measure. So inches wise, have I lost inches? That's how you know you kind of tone up, like it's not to do with your weight or anything. So we'll have a look at the inches.
So it's kind of making your body mass.
Yes, and your BMI and then your see how less it is right now, your body fat index and stuff. So we'll see.
Now, how about Sarah, diet?
Yes.
Do you take any particular dietary
problems? Yes.
What are they?
No dairy, no carbs, all fresh food and veg, no sugar, no salt.
Now, can I ask you, why fresh fruit and veg? I mean, what's his name? The famous chef, Jamie Oliver.
Yes.
I just heard him on the TV the other day. I think it was him. I don't put words in his mouth. But he was saying that... a lot of chefs would say that frozen veg is just as good.
It would be, like, because, and it's probably more convenient as well, to be honest. But, I have heard that as well. But I personally would prefer, fresh fruit and veg.
And when you say dairy products, that's no milk, no cheese, no...
Everything you love. Gone.
Okay, well, I don't think it's for me, but wishing you the best of luck.
Thank you very much.
So we come back to you, we're going to see a different...
Well, and more energy and...
Well, that's an important thing, because to be honest, you don't need to lose weight, you know? But the energy levels...
I need some, more energy, because, I am quite fit, so I want to just go that extra mile now and see what else I can do.
And do you play any sports, Sarah?
No, I run.
Yeah, roughly how often or how long?
I would have, right now I'm going to concentrate in this, but I would have done, a lot of running last year, 4 to 5 times a week.
I get you, yeah. Okay, what made you just decide to do this? I mean...
Trish, I knew she was doing her classes, so I started with the classes... Made loads of friends in the classes. Brilliant instructor. So, it becomes addictive. It's addictive. We're here three times a week. I'd come more if I could,
Sarah, listen, that's marvellous. I hope wishing you the best of luck.
And, thank you very much.
We'll come back to you and we'll see how you get on.
Yes, that's great.
Sarah, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And there you go. That was my colleague talking to Sarah, who's taking on the challenge the next 6 weeks of getting herself more fit and toned. And as I said, myself and Ger will be keeping on track of Tricia, who is the instructor, and Sarah over the next 6 weeks to see how they're getting on. And we'll be following other people down there in Lekeila. I think it's someone from Fitness or Slim for Life and Samba. We'll find out more through the week. But that's our first... our first couple today, which is Sarah and Tricia. So good luck to Sarah in there. And as Cher said, she doesn't have any weight to lose at all. So it's just getting more toned up and more, exercising. So good luck there, Sarah, and fair play to she. She's got great enthusiasm. I wish I had a little bit more enthusiasm. Anyway, Sarah, this is for you and everyone else who's doing a bit of a workout. This will get you going.